Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, he's no longer the world's most famous death row inmate. He's still as famous as he was before. He's just not on death row anymore. Yesterday, prosecutors in Philadelphia said they're dropping the state's efforts to execute former Black Panther Mumia Abdul-Jamal. His sentence will be converted to life in prison without parole. Mumia was an activist and a radio journalist before he was arrested in 1981 and then convicted of killing a police officer a year later. Debates still rage over whether he was given a fair trial, and he's become a controversial cause celeb. He's now an honorary citizen of about 25 cities around the globe. There's a street in Paris named for him, and a long line of musicians have taken up his cause in their songs.
We want money for health care and public welfare.
Free Mumia
and Leonard Peltier.
Order, Electra, Atlantic Equal.
We are.
Instead of fighting them, why don't you go free Mumia?
Hear war, your voice blasting on. To rebel, my brother Mumia, I reflect upon.
From death row, this is Mumia Abdul-Jamal.
No longer on death row, Mumia's case was contentious from the beginning. His appeal was denied by Pennsylvania Supreme Court. New witnesses have since come forward. New evidence has been presented. And after 30 years of legal proceedings, the DA in Philadelphia says it's time to put the case to rest. Joining us now is Lynn Washington, columnist for the Philadelphia Tribune, journalism professor at Temple University, and a reporter who's actually been following this story for all of those 30 years. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. You know, I got to ask you, the DA, as I just said, wants to put the case to rest. Do you think this will put it to rest?
Oh, absolutely not. There's too many unanswered questions. There are too many questions that have evolved from the 1982 trial through the 95 appeals and the very perverted appeal process that went all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court for this to go away. Millions around the world feel that he's been unjustly incarcerated, while many in Philadelphia feels he's guilty as charged. So this will remain contentious, unfortunately, for a number of years, if not decades.
Well, let me ask you, why Mumia Abdul-Jamal? There are a lot of people who are either in prison for life or on death row who have cases when they say they're innocent, cases in which there are new evidence that comes forward. There's many of the same things appear in other people's cases as well. So what made his so internationally celebrated?
Well, one of those rare confluences. I mean, in every generation, there seems to be some case that attracts international attention, and the logical reasons why are hard to fathom. I mean, there's Angela Davis or back in the 60s. But with Abdul-Jamal, and particularly with the death row, you have a very unique situation in that you have a person who is literate, who is intelligent, who can speak, and he's been able to utilize that voice and that intellect while on death row to write in thousands of broadcast commentaries and print commentaries, as well as five books, three of which have been award-winning. So he's a unique person in that respect in terms of the denizens of death row, which are about, 3,500 in the United States and 25,000 around the world.
Well, let me ask you, we're speaking with Lynn Washington, a columnist for the Philadelphia Tribune and journalism professor at Temple University. We're talking about the case of Mumia Abdul-Jamal. Why then this decision from the district attorney? After all these years, the state has been pretty energetic in denying appeals, in going forward with the death penalty conviction. When he was governor, Tom Ridge even signed the death sentence. Why now commute it to life in prison?
Well, there's been a series of things. One is that the federal courts, beginning with a federal district court ruling in the year 2000, up to the appellate court, up to the Supreme Court, back down to the appellate court, and then back up to the Supreme Court, they have said that there has been one constitutional error in this case, and that was how the jury was instructed to conduct its death penalty deliberations. So the district attorney had the option of either seeking a new death penalty or having the sentence automatically convert to life in prison. If if the district attorney wanted a new death penalty, they would have to hold a mini trial solely around the issue of death or life imprisonment. And in that mini trial, new evidence, all of the evidence that the original jury didn't hear would be able to be aired in court, and that could create more legal grounds for some substantive appeals for Abu-Jamal. So the district attorney made a politically expedient decision to not expose themselves to some of the wrongdoing that they've succeeded in keeping out of a trial court. And they made the decision not to seek the reimposition of the death penalty. And that's what we had yesterday.
Well, that sounds, Lynn Washington, like you're saying that being taken off death row isn't such a great thing for Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Well, let's just think about it. He's off death row, and let's not make too small a thing about that. He is not facing execution. However, he will remain in prison, but for some new evidence coming forward or somehow he gets back in court. In Pennsylvania, life means life. You don't leave prison until you die. The only other options are a commutation by the governor or Pennsylvania's Board of Probation and Parole. That will never happen in this highly politicized case. So while he's off death row, he's still in prison, in a maximum security prison, I might add at that. And that's not really something that any of us or your listeners would think is great. Oh, I'd rather spend the rest of my life in prison. Not a good option.
Well, you know, the officer Faulkner, his widow, is obviously very upset that he has been taken off of death row. Do you think that there will be, can you foresee any major legal proceedings happen that either change his case back towards execution or the other way around?
Well, it won't go back to execution. However, there are ongoing attempts to try to get back in court to raise some meritorious legal issues that the courts will recognize. And that's been one of the problems. The courts have refused to recognize the meritorious legal issues. Pennsylvania, they've overturned over 200 death penalty cases. They found not one single error in Abu-Jamal's case except for the death penalty deliberation. So the short answer is there's ongoing efforts to try to get him back into court. The question is, will the courts accept that and how long that will take?
Lynn Washington is a columnist for the Philadelphia Tribune, journalism professor at Temple University, has been following the story of Mumia Abu-Jamal for 30 years. Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Celeste.
Again, Mumia Abu-Jamal, he's been on death row for decades. And yesterday, Philadelphia announced they're dropping the state's efforts to execute him. And his sentence has been converted to life in prison.